If a person has stomach problems and doctors have advised to not fast as they are undergoing pain while fasting, is it still farz upon them to fast, or is there any advice upon this matter?
So the question is asking, if an individual has ongoing stomach problem and the doctors have advised him not to fast, okay, if that person can't fast in the month of Ramadan, but he can, okay, outside the month of Ramadan, jayid, he has to do that. The only time where it completely falls, or a person, he doesn't need to fast and just pay fidya, if an individual has this type of chronic illness where he doesn't expect to recover, or a man who's become really, really old in age and he's just too weak to fast. Okay? And obviously this would be something that you need to discuss with the doctor. If they're saying that even outside the month of Ramadan, your case is completely different. But if you have this ongoing stomach problem, I recently even spoke to Sheikh Khalid the Musheikh about this particular matter, who is one of the most prominent students of Sheikh bin Uthaymeen. So the questioner doesn't necessarily make it clear in the question. Is it something that is continual, or is it something that, you know, the pain starts kicking in maybe on the third day? Because some people's illness, they can fast for one day, then they can't fast the next day. I've really looked into this issue because I was previously afflicted by it as well. So one day he can, the other 2 days he can't. So he just does that throughout the whole year. Throughout the whole year where you have what? 365 days, right? 1 month to the next year. One Ramadan to the next Ramadan. What does the person do? Huh? He fasts the days he can. And then he doesn't. He has a lot of gaps in between. And he has to end up doing 30 days like that. Because he's still somebody who is capable of fasting. Even if it is for a day or two. Naam.
Hey guys, I really hope that you benefited from that video. Before you go, I want to ask you a really important question. Have you guys ever thought about studying Islam and seeking knowledge? If not, then I want you to reflect upon this hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Prophet said that seeking knowledge is obligatory upon every single Muslim. Of course, that doesn't mean you have to be a scholar, but you have to know the basics in order for you to be the best possible slave and worshipper of Allah that you can possibly be. So we decided to provide a solution for this. You see, many people want to study, but they don't have the means or the resources to do so. So we set up an online institute called the Knowledge College, where you can study Islam from the comfort of your own home. So if you want more information on the Knowledge College and you'd like to sign up, go to the link below, check out the website, and hopefully we see you on the other side. Assalamu alaikum.